Hello and welcome to the Spirit Talk podcast, where we'll talk all things spiritual. I'm your host and the creator of the podcast, Brandy Bolton. Join me at looking at spirituality from many different angles. There will be no stone left unturned, from science and spirit to topics that some may call woo-woo. I will also discuss my own experiences as a developing psychic and medium. This podcast is for all the seekers out there, and I sincerely hope you enjoy. Hello, Spirit Talkers. So good to be here. Thank you for tuning in. Brandy Bolton here. This is Spirit Talk, and it's spring. I'm so happy for that. I feel pumped about it. We are out of winter. Woo! That feels good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with winter. I'm born in winter. Winter's fine. But spring is really my fave. And let's quickly shout out some listeners here. We're on letter D. So we have South and North Dakota in the United States. The Dakotas. Thank you for all the listeners there. And shout out to Delaware. A whopping 3 downloads over the last few months. Not reaching many Delawareans. Is that what you would call them? I don't know. Not reaching many folks out there. That is okay. But hey, let's spread the word. If you enjoy Spirit Talk, please share it with your friends. Subscribe, like, rate, review. Do whatever you can do. I could use some positive encouragement. I really could, seriously. Let's get right into that. I have a little energy update for everybody today. It's for April, but really Spirit is telling me the word spring and using the word spring. So I would imagine that what I'm talking about goes beyond April. I'm trusting in Spirit. I do need a little encouragement, a little boost. Why? Well, this is all wrapped up in the spring messages, so I'll share with you. And I'm calling this an energy update / spirit messages. That's really what it is. And here's a big theme here. When you really want something, the universe might test you. Not gonna lie, that's kind of what's been happening to me lately. Things will happen, little setbacks here and there. And when that's happening, it's the universe saying, are you sure? Is this really what you want? Not to push back against what you're doing, but just to say, hey, get clear. A lot of the times, the universe is just encouraging us to get specific. Don't be afraid to dream. Put what you really want out there so you can attract it back, is what the universe is trying to teach us with these little tests, trials, tribulations, whatever you want to call them. So there's a message this spring of getting specific with the universe. And it's showing up for me in technical issues with Spirit Talk. This podcast has been a hobby to me. I love it. It does give me life. Seriously enjoy doing it. But in all honesty, I guess I have not dared to dream with regard to this as much as I could. I have played small a little bit. And now that I am getting into the headspace of, I really would like to put more into this podcast and make something of it. Not that it isn't something. I am grateful for you listeners and our little Facebook community and whatnot. But in all honesty, I am ready for more, bigger, better. And I've been putting that out there, but still in a timid way. I know you know what I mean. And guess what? There have been hiccups like crazy. I've set up times to record and then something pulls me away so that I can't record that day and I have to reschedule it all. I've had guests reach out to me. Well, I've had guests reach out to me for a long time, but finally I started saying, sure, you can come on the podcast. And the very first one that I did that with, she no-showed. I'm sitting down and she's just not there. And no, you won't know who that is because I'm not going to have her on the podcast. I would record a whole episode and lose it. I recorded a whole episode and the mic wasn't plugged in. Like, you know, these stupid things. These little things have just been happening in 2024. And you know why? I haven't been specific enough with the universe. And I sat down to kind of channel this energy update. And this is what Spirit gave to me as an example to share, because it's happening a lot in the collective as well with other people. So we're being encouraged to make specific goals this spring. When we are envisioning our future, or we are setting out our heart's desire, we are being encouraged to act on our dreams and ideas. And not that this has to be in a hustle kind of way, but Spirit is saying, get specific and put some action toward the things that light you up. Manifestation works. It is literally magic of the universe. But if you give out the hopes and desires in kind of a lackluster way, and in a way where you are kind of in the background still afraid, what if I fail at this? And so you don't fully put your heart behind it. Well, guess what? That's when you're really going to get tested. The universe is saying, really, do you want this? Like, you have to show up. And I know from experiencing this in my past, and I really have to remember this with regard to the podcast, I have experienced this in the past with other things, like buying a house, or, you know, getting into a relationship, things like that, that when you're being tested, you're very close. The universe is responding to your lackluster vibration. You're close. You're putting it out there. Just, you got to get a bit more clear and specific, and perhaps take the leap of faith. What do you really want? Because if you dare to dream big, the universe says, I've got you. And it does really have our back. Every single one of us has a spirit team who are there cheering us on. And they see the little tests and tribulations we go through, knowing that if we just push past the fear of failure, or work through the perfectionism that's holding us back, boom, the universe will bring us more than we ever even knew was possible. It'll blow our mind. So dream big. That is a big theme for spring 2024. I know that there are some spirit talkers listening right now who are like, damn, I'm called out. I have wanted to teach breath work, or offer card readings, or start a business, or take a Reiki course. It doesn't all have to be woo-woo, but you hear what I'm saying. And this is your nudge. Dare to dream big. Get clear on your vision. Make steps toward that as often as you can. Even if it's the tiniest of steps, it's something forward, and it's something. That's the kind of action that the universe rewards. And that is what manifestation is all about. So, woo, that was a good little rant to kick us off. Another thing that popped up for spring is we need to really choose a healing modality, or one or two or three or four, that feels right for us. I feel like a lot of people have nervous system overload. And this past winter, it may have gotten worse, not better. Winter is really a time for rest, recuperation, and is supposed to be a time where we're healing our nervous system, where we're able to be, you know, held and supported. And sadly, our world isn't really like that. This modern world is very hustly for most people. And for this energetic update, Spirit is really highlighting the nervous system in a big way. So choose something for spring and go with it for self-care. Spirit showed me a number of images in my mind's eye. As I was getting this information, the images came really, really, really rapidly, so much so that I didn't even grasp them all. I was just seeing like flashes of stills in my mind. It was really cool. I hadn't had something like that happen in a while. And here are some of the pathways to healing the nervous system. Nature walks, Tai Chi, cold plunges. I wrote them all down, all the ones that I could grasp onto that was going through my mind's eye. A sauna, Reiki, automatic writing, cacao ceremonies, meditation, breath work, chanting, grounding yourself on the earth surface, aromatherapy, salt baths, a good vitamin electrolyte adaptogen regimen. acupuncture, building healthy relationships. And that's not the be-all and end-all. That's what spirit showed me and what I was able to pick up given my own life experiences. Remember, our psychic senses come through our own filter. So some of those things are not for you, but I know that there is something in that list for you. And maybe you find your own thing as well. But this is really about making us feel better in our own skin, much more regulated and more calm within our nervous system. My go-tos will be, this spring will be, well, I've done a cacao ceremony again last week. I'm doing another one at the end of the month, so that. But Reiki, sound baths, nature walks, and grounding. Those are mine. And, you know, I've been into chanting and singing a lot lately. Chanting is a real vibe for me, and I can get an emotional release. It feels healing in a big way, and I tend to feel both relaxed and invigorated at the same time when I'm done with some chanting. So I do it alone in my house, so I feel safer that way. Like, nobody's watching me and I can really let her rip. I have done it in circles as well in the past, but I just find lately that it's really amazing, and like, it really cracks me open for me. And that's kind of a sound bath in your own voice, but also just intoxicating in a way. I just go on Spotify and go for it. And as I say that right now, I'm looking at my to-do list. I'm going to write that down. I'll put a little playlist together and share it with you all. Yeah, I'm writing that on my to-do list. Okay. This spring is really about self-love. And the reason the nervous system regulation comes up is because if we get into this energy really tapped out already, boy, are we in for it. Because there is a quickening of the energy. There is a lot coming down the energetic pipe, so to speak, collectively. And for those of us who did not have a restful winter of recuperation, it could really lead to burnout, just adding on this faster energy that we're coming into. So let's treat ourselves right, lean into self-love, self-care, and lean out of things that might make us feel worse. Believe me, I love my TV time. I go through phases where I binge TV for sure. Sometimes my husband calls me the show champ. Because I watch shows without him that he would like to watch. But Spirit is really saying that's not going to help. If you are kind of overloaded and you are a highly sensitive person, I really feel that in my bones lately. There is a time where it's just not in alignment at all and not going to make you feel good at all. For me specifically, what I'm taking in through TV and media. And I'm saying that in this energy messages for a reason, because I know it's going to hit a lot of you too. So I've been reading a lot, especially this week, and that's replaced a lot of my TV time. And I'm so grateful to have received that message today from Spirit and able to share it with Spirit Talkers. I know some of you need to hear that. So in spring, we are starting off with fire. It's Aries season, and we really want to fuel that fiery energy with good fuel, not like putting gasoline on the fire, like putting nice wood so it burns slow and even instead of raging against the machine. So taking care of the body so we have good fuel to burn, in a sense. At the end of April, we do move into Taurus season, which is earth energy, and that will be a nice change of pace from this fieriness, but we still want to be mindful of how we're treating our bodies, what we consume, and be mindful of the nervous system overall. So especially for highly sensitive people listening, and I know there's lots of you. So Aries season, God, I love Aries. The kings and queens of fire. I truly feel like this is the real new year For me, it feels like that. It's really the true beginning of the year. I feel that way. Numerologically speaking, it doesn't work out that way. So two things can be true at once, though. Aries is the first sign in the zodiac. So it makes a lot of sense that it goes along with spring, because spring does feel like it should be the beginning of our year as well. And this is my favorite season by far. Well, I guess a close second would be summer, but spring is simply the best. Everything is waking up out of the slumber time of winter, especially where I'm from in the world. It can get pretty dark at the end of winter, and I just feel everything coming alive. I'm here for it. And the low vibe that people could be bringing in or dwelling in this spring is reactivity and being in fear state and being irritated. So I say that not to dwell on the negative, but to have the acknowledgement of the duality. Everything is not love and light after all. And some folks in your life throughout this season might bring that energy, or you might dip into that yourself. And when you find this energy in your life, this hot-headed reactivity and this fear and this just kind of raging out, being irritated, being annoyed, Spirit says pause, count to 10 if you need to before reacting. There are very practical tips that we can use. Just be aware that this can come in, because you can catch yourself, you know, when you're in it. And you might even be in a place where you're reacting to someone else's reactivity. It's a cycle, right? So be aware of it. And all this ties into why we need to be a little bit more mindful of our own nervous system this season. And the high vibe that really, really want to be aware of and invite into our lives is the opposite. We are really being encouraged to feel the emotions, allow all those emotions, and respond in a way that you won't regret it later on. Catch yourself if you are starting to rage. Catch yourself if you're irritated. Ask yourself, what's really going on here? What's irritating me? It's not the person. It's something within me that I need to reflect on. We are being encouraged to have big compassion for ourselves. And as we gain compassion for ourselves, we will broaden that out to other people as well. And yes, there is a lot of energy going on out there this spring. So recognize that taking space when we need to, like if we're overcharged, overstimulated, taking space, taking a time out, that's going to be a big key to success. And let's get into a few more things here before I pull a card. Colors for spring: vibrant pink, deep rich brown, and baby blue, like a sky blue. And I'm not going to get into the whys. I just asked specifically for three colors for spring, and this is what Spirit showed me. So these colors can be incorporated into your home, your wardrobe, your jewelry, your artwork, or whatever your heart's desire. Vibrant pink, deep rich brown, and sky blue. Okay, so activity. I already talked about the nervous system healing stuff, and really Spirit is driving that home. But another activity we can do this spring is home energy clearing. Home energy clearing. And that can be an actual activity, because you can light smoke, beam your heart, beam love out of your heart throughout your home, practice a little energy work with it. And I'm going to do a little mini episode on tips for home clearing pretty soon here. Animal messenger for spring. Last night I was lying in bed, knowing that I was going to bring through spirit messages today. for spring, and I had 3 separate dreams last night with bears in them. So I'm going to mention them because I did ask for insightful dreams. And I know this is personal for me, but I also feel it is a part of the spring messages. So I had 3 separate dreams with bears in them. And the personal message for me is there for sure. But what does bear mean in general? The bear message for the collective is all about strength, courage, confidence, and leadership. And message from bear is to be less critical of self and others. I asked for a crystal for the spring season, and it was my spirit guide who came through. God love him. He showed me adventurine, and I immediately knew when he showed it to me. He literally handed me a crystal. He had a closed hand over a crystal, handed it to me, opened his hand like a little surprise. It was so cool. I knew that it was on point. Hell, he knows what he's doing. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is gorgeous crystal. Of course, this is in my mind's eye, clairvoyantly, and with my spiritual abilities, not in real life. He didn't manifest himself into a body. Okay. But it's the color of like a clear green river. That's what it reminded me of. And there's quite a few of those where I'm from. It's gorgeous, a really pretty color. So I'm not a crystal guru. I thoroughly enjoy crystals. I often carry them on me. I just pick which ones I have out of my collection based off my intuition and will carry it on me for the day, or I'll meditate with crystals, or just, you know, hold them and tune into what is it giving to me. But I just do that intuitively. I don't know specifically what adventurine is all about. So I turned to the internet. So what does the internet say about what adventuring is good for? Well, it could not be more accurate for what we all need this spring. Thanks to my main man in spirit who helped me bring that through. Here is what the internet said. Adventuring is a powerful ally in achieving emotional balance and fostering positive relationships. It can help reduce stress, boost confidence, and strengthen connections with others. Additionally, adventuring is an amazing stone for anxiety as it helps with positive energy and gentle calming vibes. Whew, I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Spirit Guide. I'm going to finish off this episode. Where's my cards? I'm going to pull a card out of this amazing deck. I absolutely love this deck. It's new to me, and it's called Spirits of Nature Oracle by Dr. Stephen D. Farmer. It's all these plants, animals, elements, landscapes, and the lessons that we can get. Sheesh, I love this deck. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes for it. Here we go. Sage, purification. And on the deck, it has a picture of sage growing in the ground, just a whole bunch of sage. And it's number 34, which is 7 numerologically. Okay. This is a book. Here's what the book says. You're in a process of purification right now, one that began some time ago. This has involved a deep purging and clearing of the negativity that has shrouded or permeated your energy field, affecting your vitality with a general feeling of malaise. Some of the clearing has been intentional, such as sorting out and releasing any relationships that have contributed to the diminished energy you were feeling. It's important now to regularly purify your environment and yourself by smudging with sage or alternately cedar, frankincense, or Palo Santo. Ooh, that's bang on. Palo Santo is my favorite. It goes on to say, clear your mental stagnation by making careful choices as to what you read, the shows you watch on television, and any other media you might consume. Although it can be challenging, consider limiting your time on computers or your phone. Oh my gosh, guys. This is our message for spring. Purify your body with a physical cleanse. The tears you've shed and will continue to shed are means of cleansing your emotional body, so make sure to allow them rather than resisting them. Oh, true facts. Introduce a new spiritual practice that truly helps you feel the presence and inspiration from spirit. You can explore many different methods of prayer, meditation, or slow, mindful walking. But whenever you choose, whatever you choose, continue to practice daily. Notice how you're feeling increasingly lighter and more positive, with only occasional forays into the negativity, which you're now capable of clearing quickly. Oh my gosh. And if that card doesn't corroborate a bunch of stuff I just said, holy smokes. Oh, spirit is magical. I love this, guys. This has been really fun. I'm going to do more of these. I've said that before. I am going to do more, just maybe not every month. To me, that seems a bit too committed for me. Thank you, spirit, for these messages. Thank you, spirit guides, for your loving support. And thank you, listeners. I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for being on this ride with me, truly. Thank you. Until we meet again, friends.